As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to She Thrives. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, holding on to grudges, whether it's against yourself or someone else, can feel like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and frankly, it's exhausting. Today, we're diving into something super important, how to practice self-forgiveness. Because trust me, learning to let go of past mistakes is not just about feeling good, it's a key ingredient to living a truly fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger and guilt is like constantly hitting the rewind button on a movie you already know the ending to. You're reliving the same painful moments over and over again, preventing yourself from enjoying the rest of the film. So how do we hit that pause button and learn to forgive ourselves? Let's break it down into some key takeaways. First, acknowledge that mistakes are part of being human. Seriously, everyone messes up. It's a universal experience, like trying to parallel park on your first try or accidentally sending a text meant for your best friend to your boss. We've all been there. The sooner you accept that imperfections are baked into the cake of life, the easier it will be to move forward. Next, recognize that holding on to guilt doesn't change the past. You can beat yourself up about a mistake, replay it in your head a million times, or even try to erase it with unhealthy behaviors, but guess what? It won't magically disappear. The only thing dwelling on the past really does is rob you of present joy and future opportunities. Here's a powerful thought. Imagine you had the chance to give your younger self some advice. What would you say? You might tell them to be kinder to themselves, to learn from their mistakes without being too hard on themselves, or even just to remember that they are worthy of love and forgiveness. Think about it, wouldn't it feel good to extend that same compassion and understanding to yourself right now? It's time to shift your focus from what you did wrong to what you can learn from it. Every mistake is a chance for growth, a stepping stone on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. So ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this as an opportunity to grow and become stronger? And finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness that you would offer a close friend who made a similar mistake. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when you stumble. Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop, replaying a past mistake over and over again? Maybe it's that time you said something hurtful to someone you care about, or perhaps it's that project at work that didn't go as planned. You know the feeling. That nagging voice in your head keeps saying, I should have done this differently, or if only I hadn't. Picture this. Sarah accidentally deleted an important presentation filed just hours before a big meeting. Panic sets in, she berates herself for being careless, and starts to envision the worst-case scenario. She spends the next few days feeling anxious, replaying the incident over and over in her head. Sound familiar? This is where self-forgiveness comes in. Instead of letting guilt consume her, Sarah takes a deep breath and acknowledges that mistakes happen. She reminds herself that she's human and everyone makes errors. She learns from the experience by creating backups for important files and focusing on how to prevent similar situations in the future. While she still feels regret, she chooses to forgive herself and move forward with renewed determination. Remember, self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting or minimizing what happened. It's about acknowledging your mistakes, learning from them, and choosing to let go of the negative emotions that hold you back. So remember these key takeaways. Accept that mistakes are part of life. Recognize that dwelling on guilt doesn't change anything. Focus on what you can learn from your experiences and practice self-compassion. You deserve to be happy and free from the weight of past regrets. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area where you are holding on to resentment or guilt. Maybe it's a situation with a friend, a mistake at work, or even something you said to yourself. Then take a few moments to practice self-forgiveness. Acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and choose to let go of the negativity. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate every step towards healing and growth. Until next time, remember to thrive, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.